We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, harmonious viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashton 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Utul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, European Union donates 250,000 euros to Fiji for flood relief. In sustainable energy news, a utility company in the United States plans to harness energy from solar panels on orbiting satellites. In animal news, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals gives us many reasons to admire our pig friends. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 26, is the Independence Day of Georgia, commemorating its attainment of sovereignty in 1918. This southwestern Asian country is situated between Russia and Turkey and is next to the Black Sea. Georgia's rich culture is represented in part by its architecture, two examples of which are United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural World Heritage Sites, the Bagarati Cathedral and Gelati Monastery in Kotisi and the historical monuments of Mesheta. In addition, the Upper Svaneti region in northwest Georgia provides a glimpse into the 9th to 12th century with its unique tower houses. May the people of Georgia have a splendid Independence Day with friends and family.
Lion News. Heavy rains flood Dominican Republic. Over the past few days, storms passing through neighboring Haiti have struck the Dominican Republic, leaving 14 communities stranded and over 4,000 people forced to evacuate. At least 6 people have perished, with some 740 houses left damaged.
On May 25th, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our association's relief team to please go if possible, conveying her condolence and prayers, and offering $15,000 in emergency aid. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $87,000 in supplies if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in the Dominican Republic.
Our gratefulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her immediate response to these flood victims. We send our heartfelt condolences to those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the affected Dominican people's safety and quick return to normal and productive lives. With heaven's grace, may such disasters be eased through our caring endeavors for the environment.
Quakes and severe storms in China. Last Thursday, an earthquake of 5.2 magnitude shook northwest China in the Xinjiang-Weiwur Autonomous Region. Thankfully, there were no reports of damage or injury. In Hunan Province, heavy rain last week caused flooding in cities and rural areas, with some damage to countryside crops as well. Meanwhile, downpours in Guangdong Province triggered a landslide, burying 2 houses and costing the lives of 2 people.
Concerned for the victims, Supreme Master Ching Hai has pledged $15,000 in assistance on May 25, requesting our association's relief team to please go and check for any urgent need, at least to comfort people and deliver some monetary support for those who lost loved ones. A $15,000 donation could purchase an equivalent of $118,000 in items obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in China. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her caring aid for the storm affected. Our sympathies go to those who suffered loss as we pray for everyone's safety and soon rebuilding of their day-to-day lives. Let us express our loving nature for the planet to lessen events such as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu may extend far beyond official estimates.
According to the World Health Organization, the total number of confirmed cases throughout 46 countries has reached more than 12,500, with new cases that have appeared for the first time in Honduras, Iceland, and the Czech Republic. Fatalities now are nearing 100, with new casualties in Mexico, the US, and Canada. Meanwhile, cases are still on the rise globally, in the UK and Spain, and especially in the Asia-Pacific region, where Japan's new cases are the highest among countries that include China, Hong Kong, the Philippines, South Korea, and Australia.
However, the United Kingdom's top virologist, Professor John Oxford of the Health Protection Agency, has stated that the swine flu in the UK is actually about 300 times more pervasive than government estimates, which means that some 30,000 people may have been infected. Similarly, in the US, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said that only 1 in 20 actual cases is officially reported, implying a more realistic US total of over 100,000 people with swine flu. This could mean that the government tallies for other countries are hugely underestimated as well.
Experts have pointed out that susceptibility to epidemics like the swine flu has grown as we continue to confine large numbers of pigs and other animals as livestock. Supreme Master Television spoke with Frank Allen, sanctuary manager of Animal Acres, a farmed animal rescue center in California, USA, who spoke about the intelligence and rich emotional lives of rescued farm pigs.
They love to play. They'll bring sticks down from the hill and you can throw it and they'll go chase it and bring it back to you. They potty train themselves. It's amazing. They're extremely smart animals. They're extremely clean animals. You rub their belly and they'll fall over on their side and just like a dog roll over on their back. Cows and the pigs really amaze you when you get to know them and befriend them and love them. I think if most people would go out and see these animals and actually meet them, I think more people would be likely to go, wow, and sad to think of what we do to them. I think of all the pork and the sausage that I used to eat, and I just, it makes me want to cry. I mean, I've been inside Farmer John's slaughterhouse, and it was all I could do not to just break up and cry every time I turned another corner. Swine flu is just like with avian flu, a confinement issue. And what they say is in order to feed everybody, they have to keep these animals confined, which means we're just going to have more and more of these weird diseases. This swine flu should have scared a lot of people to start thinking about their food choices and think about going vegan. You know, it'd be better for you, it's better for the animals, it's better for the planet overall.
Thank you, Mr. Allen, for helping us understand more of the sentience and endearing characteristics of our porcine friends. Our prayers for the individuals and families alike who have been adversely affected by the swine flu, as we sorrow for those who have lost their lives. May we all take the most effective step of adopting the plant-based diet which shall save both human and animal lives.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease. E. coli. Salmonella. Bird flu.
Mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS. Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning.
Pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile. Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information,
please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
UNESCO honors Princess Lala Mariam's contribution. During a speech at the 8th Annual Meeting of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO Goodwill Ambassadors, Director General of UNESCO, Koichiro Matsuura, especially acknowledged the endeavors of Her Royal Highness Princess Lala Mariam of Morocco. As a UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador, the Princess has combined her royal status with tireless efforts to support women and children around the world, especially in post-conflict and post-disaster situations. We join in respectful accolades, Your Royal Highness, for your manifold endeavors to better the lives of the vulnerable. Your benevolence is surely an inspiration in our own efforts toward a world of peace and fulfillment for all.
New Prime Minister in Nepal. Following his election on Saturday, Madhav Kumar Nepal was inaugurated on Monday. The new Prime Minister has served actively in political roles since 1969 and is known for his promotion of democracy and peaceful solutions. He was sworn into office by President Ram Baran Yadav in a ceremony attended by the Speaker of the Constituent Assembly and international diplomats with embassies based in Nepal. Prime Minister Nepal, our respectful congratulations on your new post. May your leadership be graced in serving the highest ideals of fellow citizens and your nation.
South Korea welcomes two new Loving Huts. In dozens of locations worldwide, Loving Hut International offers diverse, nutritious, and freshly served dishes free from all animal products.
Loving Hut's concept for a kind and pleasant dining experience was inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Most recently, the citizens of South Korea eagerly attended the opening of Loving Huts in Seoul and Ulsan, following the first that was established in Busan City. Let's go to our correspondents in Ulsan City on the nation's southeastern coast.
한국 최대의 공업 도시 울산에 한국에서 두 번째로 Loving Hut이 오픈되어 울산 시민들에게 비건 채식을 보급하는데 큰 도움이 될 것으로 예상됩니다. 시민 몇 분을 만나 비건 채식을 맛본 소감을 들어보겠습니다. 비건 채식을 맛본 소감이 어떠십니까?
비건 채식은 생각보다 맛도 너무너무 좋고요. 애기들도 너무 건강해지는 것 같아요.
너무너무 맛있고요. 고기보다 맛있는 것 같아요.
그러다가 이제 러비는 채 전문이 생겨놓으니까 내가 마음 놓고 먹을 수 있는 그 시원함이 있어요.
울산 러빙헛의 오픈으로 지구와 환경을 생각하는 비건 채식인이 울산에서도 더 많이 생겨날 것으로 기대됩니다. 이상으로 한국 울산이었습니다.
Now let's go to Seoul, the country's metropolitan capital.
서울 러빙헛 식당인 이곳에서는 순수 비건 채식 메뉴가 40가지나 준비되어 있다고 합니다.
네, 맛이 괜찮았어요. 생각보다 처음 먹어봤거든요. 이런 거는 그냥 야채 많이 먹긴 하지만 이렇게 먹어보지 않았는데 괜찮고 되게 담백했어요. 오히려
인테리어가 굉장히 환하고 밝고 예, 좀 편안한 그런 분위기. 예.
분위기가 너무 귀여워요.
이제 지금 하루새 점점 이제 이용하시는 고객들이 늘고 계신 편인데 한 하루에 제가 봤을 때 100명 가까이 되시는 것 같습니다. 다들 이렇게 밝게 밝은 표정을 짓고 나가시고 있고요.
환경 문제랑 그 다음에 동물들과 그러니까 좀 생명존중 차원에서 채식을 시작을 했는데 그거하고는 또 상관없이 저 개인적으로도 굉장히 다이어트도 되면서 자연스럽게 어떤 그런 것들이 참 좋은 것 같아요.
Be veggie, go green, save the planet.
A big bravo, Loving Huts in South Korea, on this exciting continuation of a global veg trend. Our heartfelt thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her motivation to the world in bringing joyful, wholesome meals to our tables. May everyone delight in the myriad tastes and benefits of the vegan lifestyle.
save our planet. Mercury contamination significantly increased. A recent report from the U.S. Geologic Survey, or USGS, has stated that total mercury levels in the North Pacific Ocean, coming mostly from coal-burning facilities, rose by 30% over the last 20 years. Also noted were increased levels of the more toxic form of methylmercury.
Mercury consumption can cause nervous system damage as well as developmental defects in unborn babies. These increased levels raise concern as 75% of mercury exposure to humans comes from fish consumption.
Our appreciation, U.S. Geologic Survey researchers, for your report revealing this dangerous trend. Let us strive for actions that bring better health to ourselves and all lives in our shared ecosphere.
In November 2008, during an interview with Irish radio host Louise Kings and the Sandman on East Coast Radio FM, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered a simple solution for the problems posed by human-ingested mercury.
The European Union's Food Safety Agency has warned pregnant women to limit swordfish and tuna intake due to their high mercury levels, which can cause brain damage in unborn babies. The United States Environmental Agency also issued a similar warning. It is estimated 1 in 8 American women of childbearing age has dangerous levels of mercury in their blood. 15% of babies in the United States in 2000 were exposed to fatally high levels of mercury, according to research conducted by an international team of scientists in Japan. We have to stop it somehow. Just stop the fishing. The government has to forbid fishing because it's too important to our survival to delay any further.
Save our planet. Japan donates to keep Pacific Island nations habitable. As part of an ongoing effort to help fellow island countries cope with global warming, Japan pledged $528 million to be used primarily for generating solar power and providing clean water through desalination. This contribution, which represents an increased amount over the one made 3 years ago, was announced at the 5th Pacific Leaders Meeting in northern Japan. Prime Minister Aso's spokesman stated, "Climate change is a life and death issue. It's about the survival of island countries. Japan, heaven smiles on your kind generosity toward Pacific Island brethren. Surely such caring efforts will inspire renewed hope and strength as we all strive to improve conditions for other beings on the planet."
Save our planet. Right whales welcome a record number of new lives to the world. This year's birth of 39 baby calves, announced by U.S.-based organization New England Aquarium, is much greater than the year 2000 when only one baby was born, and this has surpassed the older record of 31. As some of the most endangered marine mammals on Earth, right whales number at less than 400 total. The babies were born near Georgia and Florida in the USA after the mothers had traveled 1,000 miles down the East Coast. What uplifting news from New England Aquarium. We are so happy to know of the wondrous new life in the right whale community. With the grace of the providence, may we work quickly to restore conditions that promote these and other beautiful marine mammals' healthy lives.
Save our planet. The newly designed solar satellite dish by US-based Transoptic allows a household to receive television signals while simultaneously concentrating the sun's rays to heat water, thus saving over 45% in energy.
Save our planet. The European Commission Humanitarian Aid Department, or ECHO, and Oxfam Great Britain partnered to install a 500 cubic meter water tank to help preserve and distribute the precious resource in the Kirwat Beni Hassan village of West Bank, Palestine.
Save our planet. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted in favor of the first bill that would reduce 80% of U.S. greenhouse gases within the next 40 years by limiting primarily emissions from such industries as power plants, factories, and refineries.
I'm Fluffy the Snow Monkey, a happy vegan. And today, I have a tip on a very nutritious grain. Have you ever heard of quinoa? According to some historians, quinoa was considered to be a sacred plant in the Inca society. It contains all 9 amino acids, so it is a great source of protein. The United Nations called it a super crop for that reason. Quinoa can be used in place of rice to eat with a savory veggie stir fry or any of your other favorite meals. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching. And now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
World News, European Union donates 250,000 euros for Fiji flood relief. Directed through the European Commission's Humanitarian Aid Office, the funds are part of an agreement made between the European Union and the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF. The contribution will be used to support areas including water, sanitation, schools, and health centers. Our gratitude, European Commission's Humanitarian Aid Office. God bless your generous support of the citizens of Fiji. May many people's lives be better through your kind assistance.
In sustainable energy news, a USA-based utility company will use solar power beamed from space. Pacific Gas Electric Company, or PGE, of California will purchase 200 megawatt space solar power from Solar Incorporation of the same state over a 15-year time period. Energy would be harnessed using solar panels on orbiting satellites and sent to Earth. PGE will then convert it and feed it into the power grid. The greatest advantage of such technology is that it can function optimally in all weather conditions. It is envisioned that this project will provide enough electricity for tens of thousands of homes by 2016. Kudos, Pacific Gas Electric Company and Solar Incorporation, for your eco-friendly plans. May you meet with extraordinary success in greening California.Up next on Noteworthy News, according to the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals site, pigs are intelligent, clean, and mothers sing to their babies. We hear the ducks quacking outside. Time to go say hello to our sweet friends. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more outstanding news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for an aesthetic world. In animal news, pigs are smart, clean, and make wonderful mothers.In an article on the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, website, Ms. Heather Moore has listed a number of very interesting facts about pigs. In terms of intelligence, she cites Dr. Donald Bloom, Professor of Animal Welfare at Cambridge University, United Kingdom. He has stated that the cognitive skills of a pig are at an even higher level than that of a dog or a three-year-old human child.As far as parenting abilities, it has been observed that the mother pigs sing to the piglets while nursing them. In terms of hygiene, when given enough space, pigs will keep the place where they eat and sleep very clean. There are more fascinating facts which can be accessed at the PETA site. Many thanks, Ms. Heather Moore and People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for showing some of the lovable qualities of our pig friends.Let us enjoy and appreciate the amazing variety and inborn beauty of all of God's created beings.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day entitled, Whatever You Like, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
hai vợ chồng cãi nhau ôm sòm, cuối cùng mệt quá, chán quá, ông chồng thở dài, nói cho qua chuyện, thôi được rồi, em muốn sao cũng được hết. Bà vợ nói, muộn rồi, em đã đổi ý.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
بسیار برنامه‌های جالبی دارید. من امروز برنامه‌های شما را در ابتدا در سایتتون و بعد در تلویزیون دیدم و خیلی جالب بودن. البته لازم به ذکر است که ایرانیان به رژیم گیاهخواری اعتقاد بیشتری دارند و این مهم را رعایت می‌کنند. من به برنامه‌های شما معتقدم و آنها را تبلیغ می‌کنم. ضمناً من یک سایت اینترنتی دارم که اگر اجازه بدهید سایت شما را در آن مندرج کنم. متشکرم. هادی از ایران.
Sharing Heidi, we are very happy to learn that you are enjoying Supreme Master Television. It's also fantastic to hear from you that your Iranian compatriots are inclined to be vegetarian. We pray that in these urgent times, more and more of your nation's and the world's population turn to the noble diet. Of course, you are most welcome to put any information about or from Supreme Master Television on your website. With Allah's grace to you and your kind co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
May your days be illuminated with inspiration and optimism.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russia celebrates the 17th Stars of Weish Nights Classical Music Festival in St. Petersburg, featuring over 100 concerts and performances.
Members of Parliament in the Islamic island nation of Bahrain are urging the government to impose stricter bans on alcohol.
American former astronaut Charles F. Bolden Jr. is nominated by U.S. President Barack Obama to serve as the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's, or NASA's, next administrator.
Donated by the Organization of the Islamic Conference, or OIC, 8 trucks carrying medicine, medical equipment, and supplies arrive at a public service hospital in Gaza, Palestine.
3 Saudi Arabians said to have joined the Al-Qaeda group abroad voluntarily turned themselves in to Saudi officials in compliance with their relatives' requests.
Swiss President Hans Rudolf Merz welcomed visiting Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Saud Al-Faisal, where the two discussed a number of regional and international matters.
Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai invites foreign journalists to report from within Zimbabwe and announces the formation of a new state media commission to facilitate the work of all media. The World Health Organization encourages Israel to allow medicines, medical supplies, food and fuel to freely enter the Gaza Strip for the improved health of the region's residents.
Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa affirms his efforts to connect with the minority Tamil population with the goal of a shared agreement that benefits the country's unification.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.